And closing this month's show, we cast our ears over to the States to find out what gets Dr. Phil Corlett from Yale University leaping out of his bed, switching the radio on and looking forward to his day in the lab.
Hi, I'm a cognitive neuroscientist, and I'm fascinated by the tricks that the brain pulls to help it deal with all of the information coming in from the world. Tricks that we can see in action when we observe optical illusions like the rotating hollow mask. The face on the mask uncannily always seems to point outwards because, in our experience, faces point out. This illusion underlines how our expectations and our beliefs sculpt how we see the world. Sometimes these tricks fail, and when they do, people perceive the world in a very different way. I'm talking here about patients with psychotic illnesses like schizophrenia. These patients seem less able to use their past experiences to appropriately constrain what's happening to them currently. A little bit of this can help with creativity, but too much can lead to experiences and beliefs, what we call hallucinations and delusions, that aren't shared by other people and that are bizarre, intrusive, and distressing. For example, sometimes patients' brains might predict sounds when there aren't any, manifest as auditory hallucinations. Other times, their brains might fail to use predictions to screen out the things that the rest of the world would ignore, imbuing those things with a meaning and a significance that patients form delusions in order to explain. I recently received the International Mental Health Research Organization Rising Star Award. This organization funds new research into the causes, treatments, and prevention of mental illness, and the award will help fund a pilot project on the role of potassium channels in how predictions are specified in the brain. Nerve cell membrane excitability is one mechanism through which predictions might be instantiated in the brain, and we think that potassium channels might regulate that excitability. We're going to try to find out whether altering potassium channel function in the brain using a drug called retigabine might help patients with psychosis make better, more veridical predictions about their world. We hope that this work will inspire new treatments for psychotic illness, treatments that are grounded in cognitive neuroscience. I'm a neuroscientist because I'm interested in how the brain forms beliefs, what happens when that belief formation mechanism goes awry, and what we might do to try to help.
That was Dr. Phil Corlett explaining his intrigue with the fine line between creativity and delusions. I'll be back again next month to uncover addiction. Are there genes that predispose you to addiction in later life? Can you wipe memories to help addicts walk past a pub a little bit easier? And why drug taking is so risky in the younger brain? You've been listening to the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, and in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next month to open our minds. Bye-bye.